Proclamation number 5895 of 5th of March, 1954. Living Christianity. A living Christianity should be the effect of my act of salvation. Then truly every person would be a follower of Jesus, and there would not be the spiritual low in which people live in the lost days before the end. A living Christianity is a life according to my commandments. A life of unselfish love for one's neighbor, which also demonstrates love for God. A living Christianity would produce people in whom my spirit could work, and there would be light amongst people, a realization which, however, they now lack. My commandments, of which I informed people during my life on earth, were not so difficult to fulfill. But they were given by me so that people had guidelines who wanted to follow me. They were only an indication of my order of eternity, which was based on love. Thus I demanded a life in this eternal order, and I lived this life on earth before. I knew the effect of a life according to divine order, and therefore the call went out to you humans, follow me. I wanted you humans to receive light and strength too, and showed you the way to do so. The way of love, which was therefore the way of eternal order. With my help you were all to take this path, and you were all able to become true Christians who followed the path I myself had taken, for I gave the strength to do so to all who allowed themselves to be redeemed by me, i.e., who acknowledged me as Redeemer of the world and believed in my divinity. But people believed in me too little. They certainly accepted me as a person who strived towards noble aims, but they did not let me become their role model, whom it was their task to resemble. They did not become living Christians, Christians of action, who would also be convinced of the truth of my word by following my commandments of love. Only few people can be addressed as true Christians, and Christianity has only become a word for which all justification is lacking. I can perhaps still be found in some people's intellect, but not in their heart, and thus the word Christian has lost all meaning, for only someone who walks the path of love on earth follows me and is therefore a Christian. He lifts the right Christianity, he lifts the teaching which I preached on earth as the man Jesus, and he firmly believes in me and my act of salvation. He calls upon me as God and Father, for in him is the light of knowledge, the effect of a right life of love, of a true Christianity. And this is why the earth is in deepest darkness. This is why people will not find the right path in this darkness. This is why they will go astray and fall away as long as they don't see their Redeemer in me, their leader, whom they follow, and thus live a life of love. This is why humanity is ripe for destruction, because it rejects the one who preached a life of love, and because it hands itself over to the one who is my adversary and whose most eager endeavor is to deprive Christianity on earth of its rightful life, to turn it into a sham Christianity which has no eternal value for the soul. Amen.